Adam Hartshorn.
Hello, everyone, you beautiful people. This is a story about college and my experience. So I had 10 minutes till class was supposed to start, and I had 15. It took about 15 minutes to get there. But it took about 15 minutes to get there by car, and I didn't have a car. I had a bike. But that was okay, because I lived at the top of this really big hill, and I would cruise my bike down this hill, the 2 miles, to where I had my classes at the beginning of my freshman year of college. Now, there are two types of people in this world. There's the ready, aim, fire type of people, and then there are the fire, ready, aim type of people. And I'll let you guess which type you think I was. But I was trying really hard to become more organized because I actually wanted to become a doctor. Shout out to the lady who spoke previous. I wanted to become a doctor, and everyone knows you need to have really good grades in order to become a doctor. And I was worried about this because organization was obviously not my strong suit. And so I thought about this a lot, and I would wonder, why am I so just naturally bad at organization and getting things kind of taken care of? And I honestly wondered if there was something wrong with me, and I never would admit this to the girls who I was dating at the time, but I often thought to myself, like, am I just stupid? Is that what the problem is? And I had a good reason for wondering that, because I would show up to class, and all of my classmates would be talking about this big assignment that they had just completed, and oh, it took 4 weeks to finish, and we're so glad that it's done. And inside, I was screaming because I was like, oh no. And it wasn't because I hadn't done the assignment. It was even worse than that. It was because I didn't even know there was an assignment to do in the first place. It was that bad. I was in class with people, but for whatever reason, for the life of me, I thought I was paying attention, but I would just miss things. And so I found myself in my freshman year, midway through the semester, floundering with my grades, bad grades. And my one hope was that I had fit into my schedule an easy A class. And this class was men's chorus. So that was what I was relying on for my GPA. You know, fingers crossed. And the one, you know, and it's a really easy class. All you have to do is show up and sing, and you get an A, bingo. So it's really great. But the one problem with men's chorus is that they're really, really strict about attendance. So if you show up late 3 times, then you lose a letter grade. That was a problem for me. So here I am with 10 minutes to go before my class, and I'm about to show up severely late for the 3rd time, and I'm quickly watching my easy A, my GPA, and my dream of being a doctor all go down the drain all at once. So when I realize this, I start scrambling around my house. I'm putting my socks and shoes on. I'm shoving protein bars down my face. I'm grabbing my backpack, and I sprint out the door to go find my bike. And when I see my bike, I'm dismayed because I see that the rear tire is flat. And I don't get this opportunity very often, so I'm just going to say it. I was deflated. I'm sorry. I had to say it. So I ran to the garage to grab a hand pump, and I pumped up my tire. And 2 minutes later, I could still hear the hiss of the air leaving the tire. So I'm like, this bike is not going to get me down the hill in time. So in kind of despair, I'm looking around and rummaging around this shed to try to find if there's any other possibility, any type of way I could get down this hill. And in the back, I see a little glimmer of hope. There's another bike. And so I pull it out. There's a lot of wood. I move that around. And I look at the tires, and they're pumped up. And I go to get on this bike, but I realize that there's no seat on this bike, which is a problem. And it's really rusted out, and it doesn't look safe. But beggars can't be choosers, so I hop right on, and I'm just standing on the pedals, and I decide to go for it anyway. So I'm zooming down this hill as fast as I can. And this is a very, very steep hill, you should know. So I'm flying past traffic light after traffic light. Tears are streaming across my face. And most of them were because of the wind, but some of them were because I was a little bit nervous. And I'm just flying down this hill, and only when I'm going as fast as humanly possible on a bike do I stop and think about the safety of this little machine that I'm hurling myself through space in. And I decide to test out the brakes to see if they work, so I pull on the brakes, nothing happens. I'm flying through traffic lights. I pull on the brakes again, Nothing. I'm very concerned at this point. So I decide to grab both handlebars very firmly, and I go to lean and to pull the brakes. And at that point, I realize that the handlebars are not just turning this way, but they're also turning this way. There was a screw loose or something. And so my legs are on fire because I can't sit down. I don't want the little surprise in the back because there is that pull that the seat normally sits on. And I also can't lean forward because otherwise the handlebars start spinning and then I can't reach the brakes, but they're not working anyway, so it didn't matter. So my last resort was I decide to kind of move my booty around this pole, and I push against the pedals, and I'm pulling with all my might against the brakes, and my knuckles are just turning white when I start to feel the bike slowing down just a little bit. So I pull harder and just close my eyes and pray, and it starts to slow down just enough. Once it's slowed down enough to where I can put my foot down, I drag my foot along the ground to try to get the bike to slow down. It finally stops. I set the bike down very carelessly and honestly did not lock it up. I was hoping that it would get stolen while I was in class. And then I slip quietly into my class. And to this day, I don't know if anyone recognized that I was a few minutes late, but I do know this. I was not counted as tardy in that class. And I did get my easy A. And I was able to get the GPA that I needed. And eventually I did become a doctor of physical therapy, so it's not exactly the same. But I was able to go to grad school and I enjoy what I do now. But so it all worked out. But at that moment, I didn't know that. But what I did know is I looked inside myself and I started to wonder if maybe a person who is super ultra organized, you know, if I was that type of person, I just wondered, I think there's a lot of benefit to being organized, but I wondered if maybe if I had always had a plan and I was really thorough about those types of things, that when faced with something unexpected, like a flat tire, I wondered if maybe I would have had the mental flexibility and the creativity to do something and even the courage to hop on a bike that doesn't have a seat and to careen through space. I wondered about that. And for just a split second, I thought that maybe there is some merit to being the fire-ready aim type of person. Thank you.